Elijah will be flying to Michigan for military work, and that'll be from July 29th to August 13th. So if you would keep him in your prayers as he's traveling, and he's been doing a lot of traveling, and the Lord's been watching over him, and we really do appreciate all the prayers for him. Also, Brother Michael's mother was diagnosed with AFib. So if you would please keep her in your prayers, and if there's anything we can do to look out for that. Sarah is steadily improving every day, and we really do appreciate all the food and the notes and everything that everybody's given us, and it's all been very uplifting, and she's continuing to get better, so we thank you for that. Brother Bob asked me to mention that he's still working with two families in Kenya, and they do have some needs over there. One is in need of a water filtration system, and they're always in need of new Bibles with the new conversions that they've been having. So if you were interested in helping with that, or if you could, please talk to Bob, or he said text, call, whatever you want to do, and he would gladly accept any help with that you can provide. As far as gospel meetings in the area, well, Pine Lane is having a singing, and that'll be on August 4th, which is a Friday, at 7 p.m., if you can make it there. And then Weatherly Heights is having, these are both posted in the bulletin board on the back, but on August 11th, that Friday at 7 p.m. as well, they'll be having, I believe it's a gospel meeting. It's a singing as well, excuse me, that's also a singing, both at Pine Lane and Weatherly Heights. As far as our order of worship this morning, we'll begin with a moment of silence, and then we'll have our scripture reading, and Seth will read that for us, and that'll be from 1 Samuel chapter 27, if you'd like to turn there, 1 Samuel 27. Brother Rex will lead us in our opening prayer. I'll be leading the song service. My number is posted on the board to my right here. Brother Michael will be leading the Lord's table this morning, and then a brother Elijah will have the closing prayer. This time we'll begin with a moment of silence, and then we'll have our scripture reading.
As announced, I'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there, for why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day, wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezrites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of the old inhabitants of the land, as thou goest ashore, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, "Whither have ye made a road today?" And David said, "Against the south of Judah, and against the south of Jerimelites, and against the south of Kenites." And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, "Lest they should tell on us, saying, 'So did David.' And so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines." And Achish believed David, saying, "He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever."
Bow with me, please. Our dearest God, our great Father who art in heaven, we come before thy throne with gladness this morning that we have gathered with the saints in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ, your blessed Son, to worship and to praise, to honor and to glorify you all the days of our lives. We pray, Father, that the worship we render today will be to your glory. You will receive it as a sweet-smelling savor unto thy nostrils. That you will see us as righteous servants of thine, seeking your truth, striving to live according to righteousness in its pathway, looking for you and being busy about your work from day to day. Father, we do know, as we've been studying in Romans, that we have sinned against thee, for all have sinned and come short of your glory. But you have blessed us with grace and with mercy, so that through Jesus Christ we have the hope of eternal salvation. We thank you, Father, for the cleansing of unrighteousness that we found in his blood. And we honor and praise him this morning for that great sacrifice he made as we partake of the Lord's Supper. May he always be remembered in our minds and hearts as our great Savior, our elder brother who hung between heaven and earth on our behalf, that we might be saved from our sins and not be lost to you forever and ever. We praise him and we glorify him, Father, for the things that he has done in accordance with your will, that he brought glory to you and then brought us to that glory. We're mindful, Father, as we enter into this worship, that we do so because we are bought with a price, and therefore we are before you with great humility, that we come before you with understanding that we are far less than you, but we are desired by you and loved by you as your creature and you our creator. We pray that you'd be with Brother Randy this morning as he brings unto us the bread of life again, that he will refresh in us the truth of your word, that we may live more righteously in this world, that we may be drawn to righteousness and to do your good works and be in service to you and to our fellow man as you would have us to be. We thank you, Father, for the presence of each one here, and therefore are also mindful of those who are not here among us for several reasons. We pray, Father, that those who are hindered from being here due to sickness or the paths of life that they're on now, that you would help them to overcome those things, that they may gather with us as you would have us to gather, to build each other up. For those who are spiritually sick, Father, we pray for your special hand on them and understanding that you can give us of how and when to speak to them that will draw them back to you, that will help them to see error in their life as need be, and to cleanse themselves from unrighteousness again and walk anew with you. We're thankful, Father, for the congregation that meets here that has continued to hold up the banner of truth. We pray that that might always be so, that no matter of our numerical size, that we are strong in the faith and that we are a full body of Christ who seeks truth and righteousness and will do what is good and right in your sight as a congregation of thy people in this community. We do pray, though, that we can grow in numbers as others are converted to Christ, as others come into our area and share a like precious faith, that if they will come and want to work with us and to do the things that are good and right according to the doctrine of Jesus Christ, that you will bless us with those people, that we may have more hands to the work and more brethren to call family in this local place. Father, please go with those who are sick at this time, that they be able to receive the administration that they need to recover and certainly find at least to find comfort and peace as they are treated. We're mindful this morning, especially as we've been has been noted, that Sister Brenda, that you would help her to become well again, that you will watch over her and her treatment. And we are sorry to hear that she's having those difficulties, but pray for your peace and comfort through those that are helping her in anything that we can do. Father, there are other members here who have family and friends who we pray for from time to time, and we pray that those situations might be relieved, and we thank you for the answered prayers that we have received of those who have returned to us, like Sarah, who has been able to recover and is back with us. We're thankful for David and Amy for being able to be with us so much more regularly than they were in the recent years. Thankful for their strength and for their improvements. Sister Beth, Sister Penny, others who have continued to have physical ailments and problems, you have blessed us. You have brought them back as we ask, and you are glorified in our minds and our hearts for those answers. We pray to the true and the living God. We have hope in the things that we lay before you are heard, and that you care for us, and you give us great evidence, Father, that you love us and provide for us every day. May we never take those things for granted, but use those blessings in service to glorify you, to show the truth of Jesus Christ in our lives among other people as we shine his light, and may people be drawn to you through the work that we do, not to our glory at all, but to be have the possibility of salvation shown to them, and that they may lay hold of it to have that hope like we do. Father, go with us through the rest of this hour. Keep us and guard us. We pray that you would help us to have our minds focused in this place so that we spend this time devoted solely unto you and then live our lives with you as our highest and top priority. We pray these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, As we're about to take the Lord's Supper, I want to read John's account of the crucifixion. This is found in John chapter 19, beginning of verse 27. And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam and woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They divided my garments among them, and my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Skip down now to verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. And we'll skip down to verse 33. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scriptures should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they pierced. I read John's account because he said here several times that the scripture might be fulfilled. John showed, as he was writing this, one, that his testimony is true. He states that the one that saw these things, he wrote it, and he knows that they are true. And he talks about all the fulfilled scripture, everything that was done that through it we may believe that Jesus came to this world, that the Son of God came to this world, and that all this was planned. This was God's plan for the salvation of man, that through his Son, through his sacrifice, we could have that hope of salvation. And Jesus knew this, because he didn't give up his spirit until he had known that all things were accomplished through him. So as we partake of these emblems this morning, let's remember that this was God's plan. God knew that man would need redemption, that he would need that perfect sacrifice to redeem them, because the law did not take care of that. But it was through Jesus that we would have that remission of our sins. So let's remember this as we partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine, and remember that sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. If you will, let's bow in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful for this day, for the first day of the week, as we've gathered together to remember your Son, remember his sacrifice that he gave for us on the cross, Father. As we partake of this bread, help us to remember his body that was beaten, that bled, and that hung between heaven and earth, Father, that to man was to attempt to shame him, but knowing, Father, that it was for our redemption that was done. Help us to partake of this in a manner that's well-pleasing in your sight. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's bow again. In like manner, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this fruit of the vine as we remember the blood of your Son that was shed on that cross for our sins. Help us, Father, to live lives that are in accordance with your word and with your will, Father. Help us to look upon our lives, Father, and make adjustments as we need to, remembering the price that was paid for us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
this is the time that we set aside to follow the example of the First Century Church and giving back portion of that God has blessed us with. Let's do so with a cheerful heart, having already purposed this to have done this before we take it to place. We will let us bow together, God, in prayer. Father in heaven, we're again thankful for everything that you've given us in this life. We give back a portion of that, Father. Please bless us to the work here. For those who minister over the public, do so. Your guidance, we think that is useful. Help us, Father, to remember from where all of our blessings come from. To give back a portion of that, Father, with a cheerful heart. We pray these things in Christ's name. We'll go ahead and mark this one up to number 520. Number 520. That was the song after the previous sermon. 520. But before that, we'll sing number 585. 585. Hold it to Christ for us. It is convenient for you to stand.
No, no, no. Thank you.